Probably the honeysuckle you've heard most about is the exotic bush honeysuckle, Lonicera ex bella. This extremely invasive plant was introduced as an ornamental in the 1750s and is a hybrid of two species, Lonicera moroei and Lonicera tatarica. It's recognized by its opposite, oblong, entire leaves with inconspicuous veination. They look kind of soft and leathery, but you don't really see the veins from the top very easily. They have hollow twigs and stems. The shrub has a scraggly, multi-stemmed appearance. It's really not very attractive, but it was planted ornamentally. It blooms with sweet-smelling white or yellow flowers in spring, and then it produces orange or red berries in late summer that are dispersed far and wide by birds. Bush honeysuckle has an extremely wide ecological tolerance, and it outcompetes our native vegetation. It flushes its leaves early in spring, shading out our native understory plants. Honeysuckle is somewhat shade intolerant, so it's more of a problem in southern Wisconsin and in disturbed woods and woodland edges where it can form monotypic thickets. There are several native species of Lonicera in Wisconsin. However, most of these are twiny, herbaceous vines we won't cover in this class, along with a couple of rare species of shrubs.